and carbuncles are much more dangerous than boils are. Neither one pleasant.
What do you call the stuff inside a boil?
Pus.
A man's wounded. He goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wounds.
His wound.
Wounds.
Sometimes the flesh doesn't heal, and you got to change some on your back. Sometimes you get some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
Somebody you know dies, and you wonder
What he died with, we say. What he died with, or what caused it.
Mm-hmm. They bury him in a.
In a casket.
And they lower it into.
Vault.
In the what
area? In the grave, cemetery in the grave.
Mm-hmm. They used to call the cemetery a.
Graveyard.
But they don't anymore?
No.
They ever call it burying ground? Burying ground?
Very, very seldom. Usually a cemetery.
How about casket? Call that a coffin?
Not much anymore. They used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be the ladies that dressed in black. They were dressed in
mourning. Always had to wear a black dress and a veil.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the veils would be so heavy they could hardly see through them. Mm-hmm. Then they got so they wore, just a small veil.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't wear the.
Some people get an ache in the joints. It might be arthritis, or it might be
rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
He hardly ever crosses the street.
Mm-hmm. He said rheumatism. If you want to make a sentence using that word in it, or something like it, and saying it's painful, how would you say the painful? The.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, the rheumatism suffers. Terrible.
Is it painful?
Well, you could, yes. Very painful, yes.
Diseased children used to get, they all choked to death on it.
Croup?
It was like croup, only they called it dip.
Whooping cough?
Or dip, dip.
Diphtheria.
And sometimes their skin would turn yellow and their eyes.
Yellow jaundice. Over here at, no, there he is on that side. He's okay now. Very good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Take care of you?
Yes, and watches to see whether my shade's up in the morning or if it isn't.
Sometimes you get a pain in the right side. You got a case of
pleurisy?
Or
appendicitis? Or gallstones?
Appendicitis. If you eat the wrong things, you get kind of feeling funny and you lean over the fence and
throw up? Vomit? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Throw up. Same thing?
Yes.
Which is the most polite?
Well, I believe throw up. Vomit isn't a very nice word, but then.
It's not a very nice thing.
No, it isn't. I don't like it.
Do they ever have a joking term for that? Call it a.
I don't believe.
Okay. Person who's sick right in here, he might say yesterday he got a.
Stomachache?
He's sick.
Sick of his stomach?
Of his stomach.
Uh-huh.
And somebody hears some good news. Your neighbor hears some good news. She came right over.
To tell me.
Somebody says, will you go? And you say, yes, I.
Yes, I think I will. Plan to.
And somebody asks a group of people that you belong to, will you do it? And you say, yes, we.
Yes, I think we'll go.
Or we will.
Or we will do it, yes.
The young gentleman is seen at the young lady's house. You might suspect that they're